Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of RZIP, James Kahn, instead of RIP. It's not perfect, but we did want to just open up and rest in peace to a real one. I am Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by very special guest co-host, super producer, Anna Hosnier!
Hello!
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm, you know.
Did you get a haircut? Your hair looks great.
Thanks. Yes, I got a haircut.
Wonderful.
What if I was like,
well done.
No,
well done.
My hair fell off halfway.
It looks great. And James Kahn, I do like a good celeb obit where you get to kind of look back, learn some fun stories about their life. So let's just go through some details I pulled. I think you said you have some James Kahn quotes. One thing I learned is that he maintained his strut and bravado off screen, earning a black belt in karate and pursuing hobbies such as powerboat racing and roping steers.
What?
So off camera, he was like a Will Ferrell character, like a Ron Burgundy, somebody who would hang with Ron Burgundy, I feel like.
Right.
And yeah, so that's one thing.
Or like who Mark Wahlberg wishes he was.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Endured the tumult of cocaine addiction and 4 divorces. They have to put in there, but you know, wrote it hard.
I think pointing out that like long-standing Hollywood actor with an illustrious career had a cocaine addiction is redundant.
Right. Yeah,
we don't need to say that anymore. I think it goes without saying at this point.
He was wildly famous for the entire like 70s and 80s, and he had a cocaine addiction.
I'm like, okay.
By the way, I feel like you get pass for that because during the 70s, I'm pretty sure they thought cocaine was like healthy
cocaine
in Hollywood.
Was coffee. You did a line, you went to your meeting, you pitched a movie while aggressively kind of gripping someone's thigh.
Yeah. He ad-libbed the phrase bada bing in the Godfather. So much of the Godfather is like
stuff they made up that then the mafia was like, that is way cooler than what we had. We're gonna take that punch up. So at one point he is telling Al Pacino like how to kill someone, and he says, you got to get up close like this, and bada bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit. He improvised the bada bing, and it became a mantra for mobsters and aspiring mobsters like myself.
Now he's not Italian, is he?
No, he's Jewish.
Okay, so that is actually Italian-American discrimination, what he was doing right there.
Well, if the Italian-American community hadn't embraced it so fully, I could see
we'll get to it. We'll get to that at Streaming Corner, but I would argue the Italian-American community did not embrace it to begin with. And I'll tell you why later.
Ooh, are we going to get some The Offer in the old Streaming Corner?
Maybe.
I hear it's very funny. All right. He almost didn't get the role. So Paramount originally cast him as Michael and Carmine Caridi as Sonny. But Coppola was like, no, he should do it. And he said, James Caan said, what fucking transformation? Obviously, I grew up in the neighborhood. I didn't have to work on an accent or anything.
I like that you just called him Coppola.
Coppola?
It's Coppola.
Is that how you say it? Well,
that's how everyone says it. Coppola?
Coppola? I don't know.
Fascinating choices.
So this was big. Is he turned down leading parts in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Kramer versus Kramer, both of which he dismissed as middle class bourgeois, and Coppola's Apocalypse Now. I'm gonna stick with Coppola. I kind of like it. And then he also turned down the role of Superman, like that ultimately they went with Christopher Reeves on. He like was very close to being the most famous human on the planet and was just like, Marlon Brando was like, dude, why did you turn that down? And I did it and got like, it was the easiest millions of dollars I ever made. And he was like, yeah, but you don't have to wear the suit. It's ridiculous. What were your quotes that you wanted to?
So I saw this on Twitter, and it's basically Caan's interview with Playboy magazine. And they're like, they're asking him like, oh, we've heard you're like a macho fucking, you know, dude and all this stuff. You're a macho pig. You're going around smacking people, humping women in the gutter and all that shit.
Oh, my God.
And Caan is like, yeah, that's what all these like trash fan magazines say about me and how I just like get loaded and go do all that crap. And I can't believe they come up with that. And Playboy's like, so you're not that person? And he's like, this is what he says. Anybody says I am, I'll kick the shit out of them. Which is okay.
So you are that person.
Yeah, it says, no, I mean, I was brought up to defend myself if I have to, but I've never started a fight in my life. And I can't remember the last time somebody started one with me. When I take a drink, which isn't often, mostly wine, I get happy and laugh a lot. And I've never fucked a woman in the gutter. Not without putting a pillow under her first. Chivalry ain't completely dead, you know.
Damn.
And then they talked about how he basically spends all his money and like has like big parties and stuff, and he got his parents a nice like Beverly Hills apartment to bring them out, and he's like, I can afford it. And they were like, well, do you have any savings? And he says, no, I've never saved any money. I don't think that's what it's for. I like to live well, and I like to see my family and friends live well. That costs money. Fortunately, I make a lot of it.
Hell yeah.
God, no wonder he had four wives,
right?
It was a real Hollywood lady killer, if you will.
All right. So that is James Caan. Let's talk about Scandal. So two countries, two scandals, kind of. Like, so in the UK, Boris Johnson did, in fact, resign. I think I said I'll believe it when I see it. I do believe it now because I saw it. He did resign because the scandal was too massive. And it was seemingly like it was a number of things. And then, meanwhile, we also have a story about how Lindsey Graham will not comply with subpoenas in Georgia, in like the Georgia election probe, because they, I don't know. He's just like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to like, I'll take it to the Supreme Court, at which point you all can kiss my ass. So we have a scandal wherein the Republicans tried to overturn the election and are refusing to acknowledge that they did any of that shit. Right. And then in the UK. So basically, I just like want to move to the UK is my takeaway from this, because it's bad here. I know it's not a competition, but it's interesting to watch what qualifies as a term-ending scandal in the UK and then not even a story in the US where like they're threatening the very foundation of like what our civilization is supposed to function.
I don't know. The UK seems nice, but it's also like really racist and
yeah.
It feels like nowhere is good just because we had Boris Johnson retire. I don't know. I still don't feel good about anywhere.
Yeah, no, that's fair. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk Hunter Biden, kind of, and we will get to some streaming corner.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And Hunter Biden is trending insofar as Hunter Biden is always trending. I feel like when I see Hunter Biden in trending topics, it's less of an indication that like there's a news story there and more that like it might be a slow-ish news day. The latest news story is that he was caught on camera smoking drugs and drinking in a sensory deprivation tank at a rehab that, according to some conservative outlets, his dad is paying for. So, I don't know. The right is just obsessed and breathlessly documenting everything he does.
Yeah, I don't have a lot. I mean, the thing of, like, Hunter Biden, like, he's just a guy who, like, is trying to survive. And to me, I'm like, what does that have to do with anything with politics, like, it doesn't change that Biden doesn't do anything. You know, like,
right.
It doesn't change anything. Like, they're all still politicians. He just has a grown man son who is struggling.
Yeah.
But he also is still from the Biden family. So you always kind of know, like, he'll be fine, you know? And so, right. Like, I don't know. It's like, to the right, I'm like, this is not ammo. Don't even want to talk about ammo. This is not, like, the attack you think it is.
Right.
Well, it's like, it's not like the Trump kids who are literally out here committing fraud. You know, you're just like, okay. Like, there's right. actual things you can go after about the Trump children that can, like, be held up in court versus, like, Hunter Biden, who has, like, addiction issues. Like, I don't really know what else he does.
Right.
Like, he just seems to be trying to, like, take care of himself after, like, struggling yeah. for a very long time.
I think there's a narrative of, like, being enabling and, like, the nanny state that the right, like, wants to, like, draw, like, be like, well, look, his dad's just, like, letting him continue to use drugs at, like, you know, a nice spa or something. And that...
I don't think Biden is letting him do anything. He's a grown man.
Right. The thing that it always, like, comes back to is, like, they're like, ha ha, you have a son who has addiction problems that are, like, debilitating. And he's like, yeah, man, really love him. And I'm very sad about it. It's always like, well, that kind of fucks your whole thing there, right? It's like, there's not much you can say to that. And, but they're still sticking with it. All right, let's get to Anna's streaming corner. What have you been watching? What has caught your eye?
It's my streaming corner time. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah. And that was a 25-minute. We'll do a quick cut down of that. But that was beautiful.
That was inspired by kind of like 90s sitcom television mm-hmm. themes.
That was good.
So I have a bunch of stuff going on
okay.
for Streaming Corner because I refuse to look at my emails. So if you have emailed me, you're not right. getting a response.
Watch these instead of expecting yeah, a response.
Watch these recommendations because I'm in no mood to look at my email except for watching TV. Okay, first of all, this show has caused quite the stir on the internet over its portrayal of Chicago, and that is the television show The Bear,
mm-hmm.
starring Jeremy Allen White, I believe his name, the kid from Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show about people working in a kitchen. It has a lot of great people in it, including Ayo Edebiri, hilarious comedian. It's about working in a kitchen. If you guys know anything about working in like a nice restaurant kitchen from, I don't know, maybe you've read Kitchen Confidential or whatever, or just had friends who worked in these kitchens, it's incredibly stressful.
Very stressful.
And can yeah. cause literal PTSD because the way these chefs act and the energy in these kitchens can be so, so intense. And I think this show captures it really well.
Yeah, I highly recommend not working in a kitchen if you are the worst waiter of all time. That was oh, yeah. my experience, and they did not like me, and they did not suffer me very well.
No, it's in a very intense environment, and it is, in my opinion, incredibly toxic and should really be looked at for a reform, if you will. But this show really captures that energy really well. I will say I did kind of get some PTSD from how much they were yelling, even though I wasn't even in the kitchen. I was kind of like, uh-oh. But, yeah, check it out if you want to see what that's like and also see Jeremy Allen White in another Chicago setting show outside of Shameless. Though I will say, again, if you're from Chicago, you might have some thoughts on this, how this show represents Chicago. Check it out. Also, another show I've been watching is Loot on Apple TV. Oh, excuse me. You can watch The Bear on Hulu. But The Loot, which is the new Maya Rudolph vehicle on Apple TV, hilarious show. She plays the divorced wife of a billionaire. So now she's just like another billionaire, a la, you know, like when Jeff Bezos' wife divorced him or like Melinda Gates. It's like now you're like another really, really one of the richest people in the world. And you're just trying to find your way because you got a divorce and you like all of a sudden just find out you own all these companies you didn't know you realized you got. It's a whole thing. But it's Maya Rudolph. So it's hilarious. And there is a really great scene where her character decides to try and do some good press for herself. So she she goes on Hot Ones with Sean Evans. And it's this clip went viral because it's like Maya Rudolph doing what Maya Rudolph does best. Like, she's so funny in this scene. And yeah, I really recommend it.
Right.
And a few more special mentions. I want to give a shout out to Killing It with Craig Robinson. Really funny show, takes place in Florida. Basically, he becomes like a python hunter to make money so he can like open his dream business. So I would really recommend it. Claudia Doherty is in it. Just a really, really funny fucking show. It's also that one's on Peacock. So check that out. And then you know what? I also want to give another special shout out to Usher's Tiny Desk Concert.
Yeah.
Really a streaming corner, but to me it was.
Did that just happen or did people just discover it because of the...
I think it just
happened. Watch this video. Okay.
I think that's why Watch This popped off, because it just happened. Everyone just started memeing like, watch this.
The Watch This clip from the Tiny Desk Concert is like one of the most compelling pieces of video and like one of the most compelling performances I've seen in a long time. Like, I couldn't stop watching that 5 seconds.
Watch this. Yeah, I know. Which, you know, he actually says that in the Confessions song, so I'm glad that he did it at the Tiny Desk. The finger movements were very hilarious. And then I think out of context, if you just see that video, it feels like Usher's really taking himself seriously when he says, right, watch this. But if you watch the full video, he starts cracking up right after he does that because he just knows, like...
It could either be like being silly or like unhinged levels of like confidence. But either way, I can't stop watching it.
Actually, a great moment of prestige casting is Usher being cast as Usher in the movie Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez. That's prestige casting. To cast him as himself, genius.
Wow. I did not know that happened in that movie.
And then let's talk about The Offer.
Let's talk about it. I haven't seen it because I haven't seen anything besides Bluey, which is a kids show. Let's talk about The Offer.
So The Offer is a television show about the making of The Godfather, like how it got done. And it's on Paramount Plus, and it's absolutely batshit. So it stars Miles Teller as Ruddy. I think his name is Alan Ruddy, who is the producer who basically makes The Godfather happen. We have an incredible performance as Robert Evans, producer, famous producer, whatever, famous problematic weirdo. Matthew Good playing Robert Evans and literally acting his goddamn ass off like Ruddy. Like, everyone is doing accent work like you've never heard or seen before. We have Giovanni Ribisi playing mafia boss Columbo, Joe Columbo, being like, they're tired of, you know, it's like all this weird shit going on here. Like, every person is really hamming it up, except for Miles Teller, who talks in kind of a very mono. He says everything in the same way. Like, I'd be like, we've got to get a movie made. This movie's got to get made. We're going to do that. Like, it's the strangest choice he's ever... I don't know if that's how Al Ruddy spoke.
It sounds like they asked everybody to make the biggest choice that they could with all of their roles. And then we're just like, okay, and we are not giving ourselves the ability to give any feedback on this.
No. And then we got Dan Fogler playing Francis Ford Coppola, as you would
say. Yes, Coppola.
He's doing something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so everyone is really going for it in this show, and including the guy who plays Frank Sinatra. Oh my God. Nutty.
All right.
Father would be such a hit. Also, interesting fact, nobody wanted to cast Marlon Brando except for Coppola.
All right. So you've been giving me shit about my pronunciations, and you just said Marlon Brando.
Marlon
Brando?
Is it Brando?
Marlon Brando.
Brando? No, I've never heard that before. Is it Brando? Brando?
I can't tell if you're doing a bit, if you are.
Can't remember what I said.
Marlon.
Marlon Brando. Marlon?
I thought you added an extra syllable. Marlon.
Like, Mar-a-Lago Mary Lynn, Brando.
Mary Lynn Brando.
Mar-a-Longo Brongo.
All right. Super producer Anna Hosnier, where can people find you, follow you, and hear you in podcast form?
Thank you. I am at Anna Hosnier on Twitter. You can follow my new public-facing influencer Instagram at Selling Hosnier. It's SellingHosnieh on Instagram. Wow, can you believe it? I'm selling tips, tricks, and some of my clothes on Poshmark. What can you do? And yeah, you can check out my podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous, that I host with Shereen Lana Yunez on this network. It's great. You would love it. I am around on the internet.
What about the will you accept this rose?
Anything? Oh shit, you're right. God damn it. Cut all that out. Cut out the oh shit, god damn it. Oh my god.
Actually, maybe just
I
cut the whole episode
this.
Off.
Oh,
let's open with
life.
A
oh,
let's open
god,
with a plug and
die alone.
Take it from the top.
Yes, and guys, the Bachelorettes starts. I say that because there's two Bachelorettes this season. It starts on Monday, July 11th. That is correct. We are having Gabby and Rachel B. Bachelorettes at the same time on the same show. It's going to be legendary, as they say, legendary. I really recommend you watch it with us if you're into reality TV, because who knows how the Bachelor producers are going to fuck this up. Probably great. Great fuck up coming. So my podcast that I have with Arden Marine, we just released our draft picks episode. That's where we pick who we think is going to win the show top three with the only information we have, which is these people's bios. So, and these bios, boy, do they make these dudes look terrible. So I really recommend checking that out. The new draft picks episodes is out right now. We dropped it today. That's Will You Accept This Rose? If you enjoy Bachelor Bachelorette podcasting, you'll really enjoy this show. That episode, we have Paget Brewster, Gareth Reynolds of The Dollop. We have Doug Benson and Rob Benedict, plus Arden,
damn,
Katie Levine, and I. We're all doing our draft picks, and we'll see how good we are at choosing lovers for Rachel and Gabby this season. So go check that out.
Oh, that's the worst way to describe that. That sounds terrible. We'll see how good we are at picking lovers.
Yeah.
Go check that episode out, and the whole show is a delight. Will You Accept This Rose? I have seen one of these draft episodes live as an audience member, and it is truly a wild ride.
Yeah, you live to see another day.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us on this Thursday, July 7th. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get a booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.